What if I told you that God could be seen in the most ordinary things every day? That if we just took a break from the busyness of our lives to just stop and look around, to consider the things that we encounter all the time and overlook, the lessons that we would learn from our children and in our homes, our families. What if I told you that everyday ordinary events could teach us extraordinary eternal truths? Would you believe me? Welcome back to all of our listeners. I'm BJ Sipe, and you're listening to the Set Your Mind Above podcast, where everyday ordinary events teach us extraordinary eternal truths. I'm so glad that you've tuned in today, and I'm excited to share my life and my faith with you, and I sure hope that you'll do the same with me along the way. Yesterday afternoon, we arrived safely in Deep Gap, North Carolina, to spend Thanksgiving week with my wife's parents, Shane and Gwen Vaughn. We are so thankful to be here for so many reasons. First, we absolutely love North Carolina. It is our favorite state. It's where I met my wife's extended family, it's where we honeymooned, and it's where we always return to escape from the world. Second, we desperately needed a week to catch our breath. Between family circumstances, ongoing sickness with our kids, meetings, and everything else, Kylie and I have had almost no time for each other. To be up here in the mountains with family is exactly what our marriage needed this week. But most importantly, we really wanted to be up here to see Shane and support him after such a few hard weeks of treatment in his ongoing fight with cancer. Recently, he underwent an intensive radioactive iodine application where he needed to be secluded for an entire week due to the fact that he was essentially a walking microwave. It was a heavy dose all at once, which made him miserable for most of the week as he secluded himself in the basement. We were so glad to see him upright and feeling himself when we pulled in yesterday, and we are praying that going forward that we will hear good news as a result of his recent treatments. As we got settled in, I went down to the basement to grab a few things with Shane and checked out his makeshift pad that he had made for himself during his period of quarantine. He had a small 32-inch TV up on the wall that was mounted across from a full-sized airbed that he had elevated on an old bed frame. There was a microwave and a small Foreman grill in the corner next to a patio table with two chairs. I was getting some hardcore bachelor pad vibes from back when I was in college. Certainly not ideal, but it got the job done for the week. But what caught my attention more than anything else was something that was hung above the wall opposite his bed. Draped from the ceiling was a banner that read the following words, "You are loved." Apparently, before Shane came home to begin his recovery last week, their neighbors all snuck into the house to show their support for him. They left a large gift basket for him to enjoy while he was quarantined downstairs and hung the large banner for him to see every time he looked up. I was so touched as I stood there looking at the banner, and I said a small prayer thanking God for surrounding Shane and Gwen with such a wonderful community of neighbors up here on their mountain. Well, they cannot fight Shane's fight for him or take the cancer away. Sometimes the best thing that you can do to support someone is simply to remind them of how loved they are. Knowing that you're loved gives you something to fight for, and to know that you're not alone or forgotten in your struggles. Above all, we are to put on love. And to quote the words of Paul the Apostle to the Philippians, there is great comfort in love. All of this got me thinking about what Paul also told the Galatians in chapter 6 and verse 2. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. What exactly is being said here? Because if you're like me, sometimes we look at a passage like this and think, but there's nothing that I can do. How do I bear their burden? And to an extent, sometimes there really isn't anything that we can do to fix it. We can't take away the pain someone feels when they lose a spouse or a child or a parent, nor can we bring them back from the dead. We cannot heal someone's cancer, someone's serious struggle with COVID, or any other health problem for that matter. We cannot get someone's job back. We cannot bring someone's unfaithful spouse back. But here's the deal. We are not called to do any of those things. In bearing one another's burdens, we are not being asked to fix it. Look at the text here again. It says that we help to bear one another's burdens when we fulfill the law of Christ. So what is the law of Christ? Because therein lies our answer. Let's consider the progression of things that Jesus says to his disciples and in his prayer to God during the Last Supper as recorded in John chapters 13 through 17. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. And by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. John chapter 15, verses 11 through 12. This is what I command you, love one another. John 15, verse 17. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. John 17 and verse 26. So what is the law of Christ? I believe that these, among many other places, teach us very plainly that it is this, to love each other. When others are struggling, hurting, or afraid, sometimes there isn't a whole lot that you can do to remedy the situation. But you're not called to fix it. You are called to love each other through it. When someone is told and shown that they are loved, that is what gives them the courage to press on and continue to fight. Knowing that you are loved lifts burdens that nothing else can. Love is greater, more powerful, and more needed than anything else in this life. And you know what the best part is? Everyone has the ability to give it to others. You see, if bearing one another's burdens was solely dependent upon time, money, or expertise, then that would rule out a great majority of people from ever being able to obey this commandment. But as it is, being made in the image of God, every single one of us has the ability to give love to those who need it. Perhaps you are aware of others that are struggling right now around you with so many different things. It might be their health. It might be emotional distress. It might be financial. Whatever it might be, help to bear their burden today by reaching out to say or do something that reminds them that even in their most dire situation, that they are loved. To quote an old song that I loved back in high school by a band named Stellar Kart, "Someone loves you, even when you don't think so. Don't you know that you've got me and Jesus by your side through the fight? You will never be alone or on your own. You've got me and Jesus." Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Tune in Tuesdays through Fridays as a new podcast episode will be uploaded each day. Also, be sure to follow the Facebook page for the Set Your Mind Above podcast for future announcements and video sessions. As you have the opportunity, share these thoughts with your friends and family, and share with me what important lessons you are learning from everyday, ordinary events. Until next time, know that I love you, that God loves you, and may we all, each and every day, set our minds above.
Don't you know?